And it's Marco, folks. We're back and we're recording, and I'm completely fine. Took a little trip to, what is it, Hung Hao? Wau? Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Wuhan. Wuhan. Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Wuhan, China. And I feel great, I gotta tell you. I've shit my pants. I profusely sweating, breathing is hard, but everything seems to be well. And we are back with another episode of Minutes with Marco. And I'm taking precautions from Tyler because even when he leaves, he just lingers. He's just a type of person that lingers. So what I want to tell you is, please get in tune with the new move. And that new move is the actual Minutes with Marco account. Okay? And that Minutes with Marco account is at Instagram, at Minutes with Marco. Can you spell? If you're one of my friends, you probably can't, so I'm going to say it for you. MinutesWitMarko. And that pauses from Troy High School Education. But I'm very happy to be here. The corona craze is going nuts. There's students going everywhere. But you know what? If you want to forget about the corona craze, if you just want to, you know, get a little worry off your mind, well, it's the time to raise a pint of Guinness, folks. And this podcast has been brought to you by Guinness. That beautiful darker beer, that frothy top. Absolutely, absolutely a statement when you're at the bar. You're letting people know you've seen things, you've been through things, okay? You're not the guy there with that fizzy, bright yellow beer, looks like moose piss. You don't want that. You want to show people what you're about. And you want to have a little corned beef on the side with that. And you're going to buy one Reuben. You're going to throw half at the waitress's head. And you're going to bury the other half and sip your Guinness and have a good time. But yeah, I'm happy to be here, man. One thing that is initially on my mind right away. It seems like every person in the Troy bike lane wears Doc Martens. And I just don't know how I feel about it. I've never seen the bike lanes properly used. But when I do, it's usually a male or a female with a handlebar mustache wearing Doc Martens. And I just don't know how I feel about it. Use the sidewalk. Use the sidewalk just like a normal person. Dodge kids. Dodge, you know, getting mugged, whatever. Really be out here in Troy. You shouldn't feel as safe as you are in that bike lane. And I encourage you, if you're in that bike lane, to, you know, head into traffic, play a little Frogger, see how it goes. Now, the corona's here. The corona's here. And I gotta tell you, I've never been more happy. We need a good pandemic. We need something. There's traffic. Okay, that Hudson Valley traffic, imagine if that just whittled down to nothing. 1 minute of Hudson Valley traffic. Couple people you don't know go. There's people. If they go, they go, you know. I'm not going to say everyone in this area is a revolutionary and just a world changer. What I will say is I was recently in a Walmart, and I looked around and I said, do we need all this? There's only so much fresh water. There's only so many resources. And, you know, if you make it through, you know, you've made it for yourself and your family. These things happen. You know, we had a bubonic plague. We had, what was another, like?
The Spanish flu? Mm-hmm. The Spanish flu spread because Philadelphia threw a ginormous parade back in 1918.
Okay.
To celebrate World War One. Okay. Actually, to raise money for World War One.
Yep.
And everyone congregated in one area, and that's how it spread.
Really?
Yep.
So, what was the majority of people that died?
What does that mean?
Like, the majority of people that died.
Like, what type of people?
Yeah, like, was it primarily in America? Was it in another country?
I mean, they were in America, they're in Philadelphia, but people who are not dressed like Jordan.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jordan's here, and Jordan's also safe. Because we are just saving ourselves from the lingerness of Tyler. And I do love Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, but, hey, I haven't known Tyler that long. It's just something I would eventually get over if anything terrible was said. I'm just kidding, Tyler.
Well, he's to clarify, he's subject zero of the squad right now.
Yes, because Vent Fitness had a little coronavirus lingering around there. And as we know, Tyler was very fat at one point of his life. And he lost a lot of weight. And it came from going to Vent Fitness every day for 3 years. So I'm just going to take a wild guess here and just say if anybody's at the most risk, it would be Tyler. And Tyler, I just want to let you know the boards are fine. The levels are fine. So if you, you know, God forbid we would carry on your legacy.
And when would you ever think going to the gym?
Yeah.
Staying healthy.
Yes.
Would put you at risk.
Yes. No, you wouldn't. But now that you think about it, I mean, all right, first off, let me get this out of the way. I would hate if anything bad happened to Tyler. I know Tyler takes things a little too literally sometimes. So he would tell me, oh, I had to cut this out. I had to cut that out. And I'm really coming after you this time on this podcast. I really have, you know, some things to say that are going to get you. I can't tell you the abusive, terrible things I've heard in my life growing up. The mind-shattering, cringeworthy, bringing your insecurities to an ultimate highlight from my close friends and family who I love dearly. I'm brought up in this, so yeah, bring it on, Ty. But yeah, I mean, the kid's at risk. I'm just going to tell you, the kid may be infected.
We think he is. I saw him today.
Yes.
So if you get it, it's through me. And we'll blame Tyler.
Thank you.
You need a
good scapegoat in life. You need someone to take your day out
it's
on.
It's Tyler.
Yes.
Sound guy Tyler. He said, well, first he told me that he was off, that his job, everyone was working from home.
Yeah.
But then I think it was just him because he's sick.
Okay.
And which is fair. You're supposed to stay home. He's following precaution.
Yeah.
And then he said he's got some chest pain.
Oh.
And he's coughing.
Okay.
But he doesn't hit all of the symptoms, so they won't give him a test because there's not enough.
Oh, so what are all this? Can we look that up? Can you look that up? What are the primary symptoms of corona?
Primary symptoms are cough, and then some people have fever, but the point, okay, only for like severe, when it gets to the point where
you're gonna die. Like
crazy pneumonia.
Chest pain, cough, fever, sore throat, runny nose. So it's like many other things. That's
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. I may have it.
Well, that's the point. It's like most people will be mild.
Yeah.
Or rarely like any symptoms.
Is it really crushing people like that though? Are people dropping? I don't think people are dropping,
like,
right?
No, if you get like medical treatment, the people that are dying, it takes like, you know, week.
And you're good.
30 days.
So what's the big scare here? What's the big scare? You got the shits or something?
It's anybody who has pre-existing health conditions like lung disease, heart disease,
okay,
immune deficiency disorders,
yep,
and then also the elderly.
Weaker
immune systems.
So well, people, I mean, come on. The elderly.
The vast majority of people that are dying are people that are older,
yep,
than 65. But the point of why they're trying to be so like containment of this, well, contain it so much is because we don't really have any, we don't have anything that helps it.
Okay.
Like,
oh, well, that could cause some legitimate
like viral
worry.
Medication does nothing to it. It's just all you can do is kind of just help the symptoms.
Just wait it out.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, drop a little Vicks in a boiling pot, put a towel over your head and cross your fingers, say a couple Hail Marys. If you're on any type of other religion, say whatever, you say, and yeah, hope for the best. But I mean, so the elderly are the most at risk. The elderly are at, my grandmother is 80 plus driving. She's at risk every second she goes to Price Chopper.
Yep.
Going to get fresh escrow is much more of a risk for my grandmother than the coronavirus. And if we're talking about the elderly, you know, no offense, but if you've ever put your elderly parents into a home, there must have been some past traumas that made you do that, and you made an excuse why they couldn't stay in your house. But, I mean, they're being neglected and beat down by nurses and shit. So
not all of them.
The elderly are at risk in general, folks. The elderly are at risk, and
not the ones down in Florida. I hear some of those homes,
it's
straight up just sex city.
Yeah, bro, you
the
know,
villages.
You know what? The oldies get down.
They do.
I'm going to tell you this story.
They don't have to care.
About 15, 20 years back, a case of aggressive chlamydia blew through Kennedy Towers in Troy. How's that happen? My man's going down on his walker and putting in work.
Uh-huh.
Heart's at risk. Everything's at risk, but we're just going. Hey, listen. Couple last pumps before you jump. You got some, you know. They're looking for their last thing there, but it spreads through. You're right, bro. imagine that. Imagine this. You have a hell of a youth, maybe from 17 to 26, maybe 30, and then maybe into your early 40s if you hit that midlife crisis and you start tanning and wearing really tight shirts with hoop earrings, and you're just trying to relive that back, and you're just, you know, ending up meeting up with some girls with daddy issues, yeah, whatever. Okay, but imagine this. Basic age is what, 17 to mid-20s, you have a blast. Then all of a sudden, shit goes south for a while. You revive your sex life at 72. Imagine a smile you have having your cup of coffee the next day, knowing you took half a 2A floor down, and then you're walking by, you're playing poker, getting smirks, getting winks. And here's the other thing I'm thinking of. Do old people, like, obviously, like, you know, you're at that age, if you still have a sexual drive, I'm sure they're the creepy guys at the mall benches looking at girls walking to Aeropostale. And, but do you look at older ladies? Like, do you, like, does your vision transform, or is that still a, still an old lady?
I would say an old man
on the other side, or whatever you're into. If your door swings both ways, that's okay. You got good hinges.
That's what I'd say. I'd say it's got to be both. But then at the same time, like, the one difference I'd say is they don't have time for game.
Yeah, no.
Like, I would have to go out and spit game and talk to a chick.
Yes, and you're swiping left, swiping right, whatever you got to do. And this guy's like, hey, I had quadruple bypass. Today could be it. So that's my game right now. Yeah. My game isn't you look great today. My game is my blood pressure's through the roofs, and I need to figure it out now. Are you the one or not? And there's probably just a relentlessness that goes along with them trying to hook up. Because you're at the end. You're just speaking. You are just saying it.
They're veterans, too.
You know what? Yeah. Shouts to any person over 70 getting down. I respect it. I do respect it. You're keeping that animal alive in you.
Uh-huh.
If you reproduce, it's probably going to be a serious medical issue for the woman, but... You know, what are you going to do? She might already be at risk for something. Pop one out.
Pop it out.
Now, my next point I wanted to make completely went over my head, and I can't even remember it. So what I'm going to tell you, I'm very excited for corned beef. I don't think I've been this excited for corned beef in a while. I was never a big St. Paddy's Day eater, but now trying to eat more healthy and stuff, I'm always looking towards the next thing. And, like, corned beef with cabbage, that kind of, I guess, fits into some sort of diet, even though it's a heavily salted meat. Well, is it cow or is it beef or pork? It's called corned beef.
Glad you thought that, bro.
Look at that. So it's probably, you know, not from the best cow. You're not going to see grass-fed corned beef because they're filling up the supermarkets. But I'm dying for Reuben.
Where's your spot?
I like to make them, but if I was to go anywhere, probably Ryan's Wake makes a great Reuben. Mm. Ryan's makes a lot of good food. Very simple, but good food. The burger, the hot dog extension they just put out. They got Chicago dogs, this dog. You know, you're in there, you're a couple whiskeys deep. You get a hot dog. I mean, come on. There's not much else you want.
Mm-hmm. With the view.
And the view.
Oh, yeah.
You're out, you're by the river. You got a nice hot dog. You got a nice drink. I mean, what else do you want at that moment besides maybe a pretzel? Their pretzels are delicious. The wings are good, too. I'm going to relapse tonight on food. I'm going to get a loaf of Italian bread and cold cuts.
Don't do it, Mark.
No, I'm not. I've been making just meals, if you could call them that. Quinoa's like my one carb, I guess. There's a ton of grilled chicken and vegetables in there. And it's good, but it's just like, you know, it's like when Tony Soprano said, if every day's a gift, why does it have to be a pair of socks? Mm. Right? You know, it's not, it doesn't wow me. I'm not going to be that person that says, I feel a lot better, right? Because I was heavily inflamed with shellfish for a while. And I could literally feel it in my body.
Yeah.
But... You know, I'm not going to... This is what I'm sick of. People acting like eating healthy is the best. It's the best for your body. It may be the best for your mind, right? But it's not the best. Have you gone to like an In-N-Out burger? Have you experienced a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich? Jack's just opened. I rode by there and was shaking. I was shaking at my steering wheel when I smelled the fried onions. I could have put three down with a small fry with the wooden
straw.
No.
Wait, what?
No, I don't drink French fries. Sure, I don't know how you do it.
I don't even know.
Spork. Spork.
But, yeah, the spork. The spork. The wooden spork. And then maybe a mini dog and a chocolate shake. And I see these people in line. They're so happy. And, yeah, I don't know what I did. I think I just found a friend to call up and argue with. Just get some misdirected anger out. And here's one thing I was thinking. Really enjoy and appreciate your friends you don't talk to for a while, and they don't give a shit, and you don't give a shit, and when you pick right back up, it's like you never skipped a beat. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than a petty friend. If I have another dude ask me why we haven't talked in a while, that literally erases him out of my mind forever, and this friendship can go no further, and it won't go any further. And, you know, you'd be lucky if I was at your wake, but I'm definitely not at the funeral. I'm 100% not at the funeral if I get, we haven't talked in a while, man, what's it? No. Just hit me up like nothing happened. Send me a stupid meme, you know, and we're back. Nothing's changed.
That's how I pretty much with a lot of my guys I played with at Iowa. I just send them a funny meme, send them a funny video, like, and then we talk. Like,
that's it. Not, yeah. And you're back. And I guess my one friend that is like, Jesus, I'm ripping my ear off taking it.
Why are you taking that off?
Because I don't care anymore. Jack,
you're taking off the corona mask.
If I get the corona, you know what? I see it as a badge of honor, because think of this: you could have a heart attack and die, right? Your grandkids aren't going to care, but when they read in their history books the coronavirus spread in the 2020 era, they could say my grandfather died of the corona, and for that I'm proud. And I also have no kids, so if that happened now, I'd have no legacy and everything would be erased. But I'm just hoping. Maybe I get it and it reoccurs. I would love to spread it again.
I thought that you are not a kid, but aren't you looking to get a dog?
Yeah, I'm looking to get a dog. I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure if I'm 100% getting it. I've just been looking around.
You've been saying that for a while now.
Yeah, I know, man. But I'm been just looking around at some cool ones. And who knows, maybe very soon on the Minutes of Marco page, you'll see just something walking around. And I got to tell you, dogs get follows.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs get follows.
I think you might need to get a dog to grow this new Instagram account.
And that would be a great tool.
It's a good business endeavor.
Because a lot of people hate me, right?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people love me. I'm in that point of life where it's like, I'm either worshipfully loved and admired, or I'm getting a Instagram DM telling me that they hope I die the same way the pigs that get slaughtered that I eat die. And that's cool. And hey, listen, if you give me any of them messages, that's time out of your day, folks. That's time out of your day. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm not sure where your head's at or where that's coming from, but if I'm the guy that you're going to pinpoint anything that's going on with 97% of the population, that's your time, and it's all good. And if you choke on a piece of kale, you choke on a piece of kale. But, I'm excited for this new launch of the actual account, of the actual merch. You're going to be able to own Minutes now. And I don't care if there's fucking three of yous that do it. I really don't care. I cannot say how much I just love showing up and rambling and saying bullshit. Now, I do have this underwritten faith, this voice in the back of my head that says this is opening something up. And with due time, you know, proper fruition, you know, of the fruits of my labors, it will turn into something. I do believe that. But also know, if you were to come up to me and just say, oh, only this many people, it's honestly not for you. I have one of them minds that is just like a circus Ferris wheel that if I wake up at 3 a.m., hey, I'm up. If I start thinking I'm up and I think of everything, good, bad, happy, sad, joyous, traumatic, whatever, the mind rushes and this is an outlet for me, and that's why I like it. I was going to a comedy show Saturday and it got canceled.
Who are you going to see, though?
Tim Dillon.
Ooh. Ooh.
Tim Ooh. Dillon. I love him. I love that comic so much. His podcast is unbelievable. Turn his podcast off right now and go listen to his, The Tim Dillon Show. It's probably the most brash, funnily a word?
Now it is.
Made it.
Yeah. It's the most brash, funnily, like hard hitting issues, like brash statements, but he does it with an ease that I can't even do. It's with an ease that he could say something way over the top and you completely get the tone. Sometimes I could sound real serious. I don't want nobody to choke on kale, you know, but somebody might have listened to that and been eating kale and be like, who can eat Marco? Blah, 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 two buttons sucks. Okay. You know, I don't have that delivery yet. It's a practice. It's a honed skill here. It's a honed skill to keep rambling and just keep talking. And it's really not for everyone. Because you turn into something that it just turns into like an outward vessel and just something's passing through you. And it's like there's times I say shit and I don't even feel like it's me. It's like this thing outside of my head that's just I'm allowing it to, oh, you're succumbing to just creating and it just produces something. And sometimes I look back and I regret what I said to an extent. But never to the point where I'm like, oh, I got to erase that. Hey, if a line got you or something just, you know, turned you off, just, I don't know, stop listening. Or you reevaluate your life if stuff like that upsets you that much. I've never listened to anything or watched any show or even a comedian talking stuff and held resentment. You know, it's different when you're in front of this mic and shit. It's not the same as pre-planning out what you're going to say and how you're going to do it. But it's very enjoyable. And if you have any type of urge to do this, I think now's the time. I heard people saying podcasting is getting too popular. I don't think it is. I think anything involved in the internet is never too popular because you have an extension out. You have a voice to billions of people. Now, the unfortunate fact about having this voice to billions of people, no matter how many listeners, you also get the fools, right? Look on your Facebook feed. Facebook is turning into 40-year-olds airing out dirty laundry on other 40-year-olds, and that's really it. Or their political stance, which isn't going to shift any votes. Nobody's looking into it that much. But for some reason, you sat down at your home and ignored your family and spent 3 hours commenting back on a status you wrote. And yeah, I don't know. So there's good and bad things. I feel like if you have something to say, go out and try to say it. If you can make one person laugh, go out and try to do it. But yeah, don't be afraid to let your voice be heard because there's a lot of fucking idiots letting their voice be heard. I may be one of them, but they're out there. And go look at Facebook. Now, Facebook is like the dying corpse. Am I getting cut off? Did the cane just come out?
You know, I was shooting my shot there.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were bowing out. Do you still have more juice in the tank?
You know, I don't know because I was rudely interrupted by a producer who didn't give me a hand signal that let me know
not everyone can be sound guy Tyler.
You know what, Tyler, we do miss you. I hope the corona just hits you a little hard so it humbles you, but it doesn't take you out. But, what are we at?
23.
You know what? I like Michael Jordan, so hit the music. Why not? I'm not going to ramble about much more. I got to take more notes. Stay in tune for the next Bachelor's Chop coming out with Rick Orlando, beautiful Guinness bratwurst, and a nice Guinness chocolate fondue. And that's really all I got to say. Watch out for the corona. I hope nobody in my school district gets it. But if we have to go down for a week just to clean up, I could deal with that. I could deal with that extra sleep. Thank you so much for listening. This has always been brought to you by Guinness. I'm here with my man Jack in the back. Say bye.
Say something.
Bye.
All right, and I'm here with Jordan with his mask on, staying precautionary.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's really it, folks. Love yous. You're a motherless derelict. Follow Minutes with Marco at Minutes with Marco. If you can't spell it, I don't know. Listen to the beginning of the podcast. Love yous.